I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember the Highlights magazine? It's a children's periodical that recently decided to include same-sex families in their stories. The backlash from conservative groups has grown into an uproar. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says that shouldn't be all that surprising.
We know that apart from Christ, we choose things that aren't complementary to the Word. But Keys for Kids Ministries is focused on making sure that we do point people to Scripture every single day, and that we stay true to God's Word, and that we don't water it down, so that kids know exactly what it is that we're trying to teach them.
Be part of the solution. He suggests that the Keys for Kids devotional might be a great alternative. And why are memories of Christmas more magical than today's Christmas reality? Ask yourself this. Over the years, has your role in the holiday become more hectic than celebratory? About a decade ago, Pastor Greg Holder, a board member of Living Water International, was discussing this with four other pastors, and they wondered if there was a better way to celebrate Christmas and ultimately advance the gospel. Today, Advent Conspiracy, an intentional Christmas, is being practiced around the world. It's based on four tenets, the first and foundational being worship fully.
It always starts with us coming back to the idea that we will worship the birth of our King fully. That is the context and the background for all that we do, not just at Christmas time, but for all that we do. Jesus was born, and that changes everything.
Are you intrigued? Tune in tomorrow to learn the final three tenets of the Advent Conspiracy. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater commission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.